Well, now it's our pleasure to welcome Franklin Toker, who's here with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry, and congratulations on being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize yesterday.
Not me.
Oh, you know, I listened just to two things online. One, of course, is SLB. The other is Radio Norway. But my Norwegian is kind of rusty.
Uh-huh.
And the guy said something. I thought I heard him say burger. I just wasn't sure was it Larry or Ricky.
Oh, I would be stunned. That would be my comment.
Well, it figures because they then said the award was for, fostering good mutual feeling and peace among the countries of the world. And I figure, well, SLB, that goes out to Ohio and West Virginia. Oh, wait. Those are states.
Oh, well, we have listeners overseas, too, believe it or not. We hear from England and Germany every now and then, but we're just in our own little, we're fine.
There you go.
I have to tell you a funny story about your book, and I'm not sure if anybody from our staff mentioned this to you.
No.
We got your book, and this is Professor Franklin Toker's new book, Pittsburgh, A New Portrait. And we opened it up, and the first page we opened to, sort of in the middle, was a picture taken in the Strip District, and it was a very good friend of ours sitting and eating with his girlfriend at an outside cafe in the Strip District. And
Strip or Lawrenceville?
Oh, it's Lawrenceville, actually. It is Lawrenceville.
Right.
Here it is, in fact. It's on page... you've got a good memory. It is Lawrenceville.
Right.
It's on it's at Dozens on page 202 at the Dozens Bake Shop. And there's Greg Russo eating. And he just... You got a big kick out of that.
That's totally great. Well, I was coming for breakfast. I don't do brunch, but I do breakfast, and I was arriving, and I always kept my camera by my side for the last 5 years, basically taking photos, and it looked like such a great scene. And I'm thinking, having breakfast or brunch on Butler Street in Lawrenceville, would that have been possible or likely even 5, 7, 10 years ago? Not likely.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
That's super. I should have asked everybody there for permission to reproduce.
He was tickled. He was absolutely tickled.
Well, that's great.
But just the serendipity of opening up the book to that page, we just got a chuckle. And this person works in the building, actually, with us to boot. So we just, ran over there and said, hey, take a look at this. And
he got a kick. Is Pittsburgh a small town or what?
Well, that's one of the things. And, you've captured it. If you're listening, you might be familiar with Pittsburgh, an urban portrait, which Franklin Toker published in 1986. Stephen Laurent's book is also noted. And this is really pretty much a must-have if you're an old fan or resident of Pittsburgh or relatively new, because it is an extremely detailed and well-documented tour of the city we love so much. It's just beautifully done. What struck you to write about Pittsburgh to begin with? I mean, as an architectural historian, you have lots of choices, and I know you're working – I think you're working on something I'm trying to remember – Florence now, right?
I am tied to a contract, which I'm thrilled to get, to produce 4 books on the excavations that I ran under the Cathedral of Florence. And they're coming out one a year. So Volume 1 comes out next month, Volume 2 in 10, Volume 3 in 11, and Volume 4 in 12. But don't call it my life's work. I'm not finished.
Yeah, I hope not.
That's so, that helps me with perspective, though. But motivation, you have your positive motives and your negative motivations in life. One negative motivation was, and I'm reading something in about 1978 or so, when I had been in the city for 4 years, And it's a kind of Chamber of Commerce type rah-rah about Pittsburgh. And it talks about our splendid early buildings, like the blockhouse at the Point. And I'm thinking, hello, by the time the blockhouse went up at the Point, Independence Hall in Philadelphia was already up by 25 years. What are we talking about? That's not where the strength and importance of Pittsburgh lies. It doesn't lie in the blockhouse. It lies in the living, thriving city, and especially the neighborhoods.
And
that was my objective, to capture the sense of the neighborhoods, because, sure, many of them are real, ordinary neighborhoods. And they don't have masterpieces in them. But I actually checked something just earlier this morning. I devote 15 pages to Squirrel Hill, which is our largest and basically most affluent neighborhood altogether. And exactly the same, 15 pages to the Hill District, which is not nearly our largest and not nearly our richest neighborhood. But what a fantastic place. And so important to let everybody in Pittsburgh know what is happening on the Hill. Terrace Village is not there anymore. That gigantic barracks-like, foreboding, public housing. Half of it was blown up and replaced by really fine, interesting, lively, much smaller scale housing, and half of it was rehabbed and just made to be a lot more, you know, welcoming and safer. So
it's beautiful. What's there? Bedford Estates is gorgeous, and
plus not gorgeous, maybe.
Well, it's getting there though.
It's honest. It's respectful. Mm-hmm. And there's a full-page photo of one of just the best things of recent years, the Fairmont Apartments on Penn Avenue and Garfield.
You bet.
I was going out to see how that mural of the Garfield Bride is doing. Not doing that well, unfortunately. There's a tree growing in front of it, but this is Pittsburgh, hey. And then I see these apartments just fantastic and clearly not high budget, but very respectful, again, of the street, of the people, of the neighborhood. Doesn't look like old Garfield, but has a good welcoming sense. And I was just so happy about that.
Well, this book, it's a pleasure to leaf through. And by the way, you mentioned the Hill and Squirrel Hill. Each neighborhood, you know, so richly steeped in history and the things that you can learn about and read about. And that's one thing that's nice about the book is you see contemporary photographs and aspects, but also some perspective about our neighborhoods, too.
Good.
And,
glad you got that.
Yeah, it's terrific. Now, you're going to be at Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland, another great city neighborhood. Not this coming Wednesday, but a week after this coming Wednesday, to talk about the book.
Right. Wednesday, the 21st.
21st, and that's at 7.
I start at 7 in the evening. Books will be on sale, but, you know, Larry, I want bodies more than books. And especially, I really hope that constituency, the 20-somethings and under 21s who aren't supposed to exist in Pittsburgh, I really hope they turn out, because in fact, the city doesn't belong to any one, you know, age group or special group. So I'm speaking for people over 21. There's going to be a cash bar, so that'll get things started in that fabulous music hall foyer. And the museum is free, and the talk is free. So, yeah, that's Wednesday the 21st.
Well, we've had a lot of inquiries already asking us to repeat that information and to mention it. And the book, it's called Pittsburgh, A New Portrait, Franklin Toker. And it's a whole new book, beautifully done, published. It's, I think, printed out of the University of Chicago, if memory serves me right.
Well, they distribute.
Yeah,
but,
the University of Pittsburgh Press.
Right. And how about the smell of that book? Incredible, right? Because it's all, the photographs are all in color. So it's not an odor, it's just that new book smell, but I'm still smelling it in my copy 3 weeks later.
You know, we really did. We did notice that, and it's a nice smell. It's it's funny. We when we opened the book around the office and started to look through it, in addition to noticing the one picture I told you about, we said, "Oh, this has that nice new book smell."
It does. Well, is there a Marcel Proust in the audience who's going to write 7 volumes because of the nice recollection of the smell of the book? Who knows?
Well, I thank you so much for taking time to be with us, and I hope folks will look for you on October 21st, Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland at 7 o'clock for a great talk about the book, the opportunity to pick up Pittsburgh, a new portrait, and thanks so much for taking time to be with us so early.
Well, thanks to you, Larry.
Take care. That's Franklin Toker.